With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is praising the work of DOGE to cut government waste, fraud, and abuse. It has uncovered incredible records of names of people well over 100 years of age, which they're tracking in Social Security.
What we're doing now is finding out, do they get paid? Do they get paid? In other words, is somebody taking all of this money? So they have over 100 to 109, 4.7 million Social Security numbers. Think of that, from people whose age is over 100.
He spoke yesterday at the Conservative Political Action Committee gathering here in the Washington, D.C. area. The president is set to meet this week with two key European allies. We get a preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Both French President Macron and British Prime Minister Starmer will visit the White House this week for talks with Donald Trump. The upcoming meetings come at a time of heightened tensions as the president threatens to impose tariffs on all U.S. trading partners. Ukraine is also a key issue. Europe was not invited to last week's summit with Russian officials, and Macron and Starmer have insisted Europe must have a say in international talks to end the war in Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
German voters choosing their new government in an election dominated by worries about the years-long stagnation of Europe's biggest economy. Another issue was concerned about rampant illegal immigration and, of course, the future of Ukraine. The Vatican says Pope Francis is still receiving high flows of supplemental oxygen after doctors earlier said the 88-year-old Pope, who had part of one lung removed as a young man, was in critical condition with double pneumonia. He had suffered a prolonged asthmatic respiratory crisis yesterday, but he did have a quiet night. This is SRN News. American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. Most places also continue to honor the traditional Christian holidays of Christmas and Easter, though some have dropped Good Friday. A judge has permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required that the bodies of aborted babies be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway came in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found that the 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio State Constitution. This is SRN News. The new White House Press Secretary spoke to Salem Radio Network about her job and her boss.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levin invited media to the White House this week. Talk show hosts from around the country participated in a radio row where they were allowed to ask questions about their access to the White House and the agenda of the Trump administration. Levitt told the Salem Radio Network that the president makes her job easy.
It makes my job as press secretary very easy to work for a boss who says something and delivers on it.
She spoke of her transition from the campaign trail to the White House, of her faith and her family. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 23rd. It's the 54th day of 2025. The moon is waning, morning stars, Jupiter, Mars, and Uranus. On this date in history, 1836, soldiers under the command of Mexican President General Antonio Lopez de Santillana began their final assault on the Alamo near present-day San Antonio. This is SRN News.